The less you trust yourself, the more useful you are to me. So Paul's response, most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Folks, the bottom line, what I'm saying in this is this, your injuries, the offenses that come against you, the lies that come against you, the misrepresentations that come against you, the accusations, the persecution that comes against you, all of these things constitute the trials that God uses to perfect you. That's what you want, that kind of perfection. God is at work, and He's making you strong through the offenses that can make you angry. But if they make you angry and bitter and hateful and vengeful, you're just getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and you're in a position to be cut off from the fellowship of other believers because they won't want to be anywhere around you, and you're putting yourself in a position to forfeit the temporal blessing of God that comes with the forgiveness that comes with your forgiveness. God is at work making you strong and making you holy through these very things. So, be very little concerned about personal injury, okay? Be indifferent to it. Even within the family, even within the marriage, even within the circle of friends, be much more concerned about your own personal holiness. And understand that by those wounds and injuries that come more deeply from those that are close to you, being wounded in the house of your friends is the toughest to deal with. But embrace those. Be much concerned about the personal holiness that they produce. So when offenses come against you, which could tempt you to be unforgiving, be immediately forgiving because you're far more concerned about the work of holiness that the Lord is doing in your life than you are about the offenses. I guess summing it up, an anonymous saint wrote long ago, "Revenge indeed seems often sweet to men, but it only is a sugared poison. Its aftertaste is bitter as hell. Forgiving is sweet. It enjoys peace and the consciousness of God's favor. By forgiving, it gives away and annihilates the injury. It treats the injurer as if he had not injured and therefore feels no more the pain and sting that was inflicted. Forgiveness is a shield from which all the fiery darts of the wicked one harmlessly rebound. Forgiveness brings heaven to earth."